And now another repeat from another of our longest serving contributors. This time it's Jean Anker, and this is a piece about Rag and Bone Men, recorded in 2007.
Hello, this is Jean, with a question and answer for you. The question is, why was the old-time Rag and Bone Man so called? Did he really collect bones? And there are two answers to this, and the first one is from Kay Hedigan in Merseyside. The Rag and Bone Man, often called a rat tatter from about 1851, got his name because he went around with a pony and cart collecting rags, old furniture and wanted household goods, and yes, bones. The bones were sold for boiling for their collagen content, from which came gelatin for glue making, especially for wood joining, bookbinding and sandpaper manufacture. The practice lasted until the mid-20th century. The Rag and Bone Man announced his arrival with raucous shouts and the rapid rattling of plates. These plates were exchanged for anything of value. Children might be tempted by the offer of balloons or goldfish, so mothers had to make sure that their good towels and tablecloths weren't spirited away. And the second answer from J. Robshaw in Derby follows, before the days of an adequate benefit system, there were many who were not temperamentally suited to work regular hours, or indeed able to find work. Many of these chose to earn a living as rag and bone collectors. My family business was founded in 1820 and continued for 160 years, during which time we were involved in all aspects of reclamation and recycling, now considered respectable but not in my era. Contrary to what many think, reclaimed materials are not secondary raw materials, but basic raw materials for many industries, animal byproducts being no exception. They are vital raw materials for many purposes, the most obvious use for bones being bone meal and bone fertiliser. However, marrow bone is used in the manufacture of bone china and is also used to produce gelatin, a vital ingredient in the food industry. Waste fat is used in the soap and beauty products industry. Other animal byproducts, notably cow's heels and pig's trotters, are used in the confectionery industry. Now then, when I was little, which we're going back over 60 years, I remember, perhaps you remember Mr. Hartley, also known as Jimmy Hutchie. My husband remembers him living in a caravan just off Toppet Lum on Baker Road. But I think he also lived at one time in a lodging house behind the Spinner's Rest on Norwood Road. And I can see him now trudging along Norwood Road with his cart and his donkey. But all sorts of carts were pulled. Did you remember that the milkman used to come round with his horse and cart? And also the coalman. Now, I'll just tell you a little story about the coalman. I must have been old enough to come home from school on my own, and I was coming home from Shate School, and it was one winter's afternoon, and I was coming home on my own. I was walking on Norwood Road and I could see the coal cart ahead of me. It was stopped, but as the cart moved and the coalman was taking the sacks off, there was a lantern hanging underneath the cart, an oil lamp, and I was watching this, and I was fascinated by watching this, and I wasn't watching where I was going, and I was trolling along, and all of a sudden down a coal hole. The coalman had taken the coal grate up to empty all the coal down and empty the sacks. So fortunately, he'd just done all that, so I didn't go down so far, but I caused quite a commotion, as I've been told. Talk about frightening the horses. Anyway, that's my little story about when I was a little girl. So with that, I shall say goodbye. Talk to you next time.